Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Charlie, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, thank you so much. And my mom, again, thanks you for that wonderful introduction. The all-wise, all-knowing, and with the background music, she's in seventh heaven.
Oh, there you go. So is it making its way around the convention? Have you heard this? That it's a pretty good rumor that 50 Cent will perform live one of his hits that fits President Trump for the walk-up music when he comes to accept the nomination on Thursday.
I haven't heard that, but that would be awesome. I mean, that would be the perfect entry. And, you know, each night that he walks in, they need to put extra rivets in the roof, Dom, because it's going to blow off otherwise. I mean, there are two words that are defining this convention. One is unity, and the other is enthusiasm. The enthusiasm gap between the Republicans and the Democrats right now is about as wide as the Grand Canyon, maybe a little bigger.
Yeah, and Biden keeps on making it deeper. Adam Schiff just put out a statement calling for his exit, which he's hinted at, but now it's more direct. Charlie, we have been talking this morning, too, about this task force. I know at the convention they don't want a distraction, but Mike Johnson's going to have a task force with subpoena power on what happened with the Secret Service.
Well, they need to put that together quickly, and he said that they will. And they need to get to the bottom of this. They can't let this be like the Kennedy assassination where, you know, documents are still sealed 60 years later. The American people have a right to know what happened, and we have a right to know what corrective actions are going to be taken because, obviously, there were some serious screw-ups.
Are you surprised that the police in that area, Charlie, you've been involved, you ran for governor, you've been involved in a lot of things. I've seen a lot of this, and usually I don't remember the Secret Service handing off something this close to a president with a direct shot. Usually the perimeter stuff for law enforcement is to be like a support group, traffic, stuff like that. It's pretty rare that they would actually be kind of the front lines on coordinating this.
You know, I've done an awful lot of advance work through my years, as you know, Dom, and I don't like to second guess what happened, but I would say that in my experience, you are correct. That would be unusual.
Yeah. So going forward now, take us inside your thoughts on J.D. Vance and what people are saying. Democrats going after abortion today, his policies are out of step with Trump on that, or at least have been. But they haven't mounted a ferocious attack on J.D. Vance yet in any way that I see.
Well, yet being the operative word, believe me, it's coming and it's going to come quickly. And I think the two things you'll hear about are, one, comments that he made about Donald Trump years and years ago. And two, you're going to hear about abortion because that's the only card the Democrats have to play at this point. And for those Americans that think that more abortions are somehow going to make the country better, they're going to vote for Joe Biden or whoever the Democrat nominee happens to be. But for the vast majority of Americans, what's happened with inflation, what's happened with immigration at our borders, and what's happening internationally is much more important to them. And those are the issues on which Donald Trump's going to get reelected.
How do you see the McCormick-Casey race at this point? Is Joe Biden that big of a drag on Casey? We see one poll indicating McCormick is neck and neck with Casey.
Well, as you know, Dom, I've been very, very bullish on Dave McCormick from the get-go. I think he is a fabulous candidate, and I hope that all of your listeners will help their friends and neighbors really get to know Dave McCormick, because Dave McCormick has a great life story and is a really brilliant man who will be a great U.S. Senator for Pennsylvania and actually get things done. I mean, Bob Casey's a nice man, but he doesn't get things done. And I believe that the race is not only neck and neck, but I think it's the trend lines anyway are clearly in McCormick's favor. And he certainly did himself a service last night with his remarks at the convention. He did a great job. And having J.D. Vance on the ticket, I think, helps.
How does he play out in Pennsylvania, J.D. Vance? Is it Western Pennsylvania, hillbilly elegy? Is that where they send him?
Yes. And, I mean, you know, President Trump has said he's going to, you know, park J.D. Vance in Pennsylvania for the rest of the campaign. I think that's a brilliant strategy because his story sells exceptionally well anywhere west of the Susquehanna. He may not be that, you know, popular in terms of the Philadelphia suburbs, but west of the Susquehanna, his story is going to be, you know, what every person connects to. And there is a border bleed from Ohio into Pennsylvania. So he is, you know, known in some ways in western Pennsylvania. But I think that once he's out on the campaign trail, really hitting it with folks face to face, he's going to turn out to be a superstar for this ticket and will help to carry Pennsylvania for Donald Trump.
We're talking to Charlie Giroux. Charlie, is it true you set a record now with attending conventions?
Well, a record for Pennsylvania, without a doubt. There are a couple of delegates from around the country who have been to more conventions than me, but they may have a little bit more gray hair than I. This is my 13th convention,
wow.
Dom.
Wow.
I started with Ronald Reagan in 1976 in Kansas City and have attended each one since, with a little asterisk for 4 years ago, since there really wasn't a convention, but I was an elected delegate 4 years ago, so I count it.
Wow. Well, that was Reagan, sort of, but 76, but that was Gerald Ford, too, right?
Gerry Ford was nominated.
Yeah.
You know, Dom, that was the last contested Republican convention. So, you know, I came in at a priceless moment in party history and American history. I mean, the level of intensity at that convention will never be matched. Every single conversation, Dom, was cajoling and arm twisting and, you know, trying to get delegates to move.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever switched? Did you go there for one candidate and then you switched?
No.
Okay. Well,
I'm a loyal guy, Dominic. If nothing else, I'm a loyal guy.
The one I read the most about as far as all that was the 68 convention. That's Richard Nixon worried and Reagan coming in and Rockefeller and all that. That's back
right.
When there was actually intrigue and you actually could do something. So out of all those conventions, what's the biggest moment you witnessed?
Well, the biggest moment for me personally was when Ronald Reagan was nominated in Detroit in 1980, because mm-hmm. I had worked so hard. I was, you know, still young and fully, you know what, and, you know, it was my life in terms of politics. And, you know, I figured that, you know, there was never going to be anything better. There have been some better moments since then, but of the crowning joy, that was it, Ronald Reagan's nomination in 1980.
Where do we find all things Charlie Giroux, the piece you put out every day? Today, talking about rent that I wanted to ask you about here. Biden has driven up rents, and now he's going to try to, by law, cap what landlords can jump the rent at the federal level.
Yeah, and I mean, we're going to find housing vacant because the people that own it are going to say the difference between putting it on the market for rent and putting up with all of Joe Biden's nonsense just simply isn't worth it. These, you know, big government, quote unquote, solutions always turn out, as Ronald Reagan used to say, to be the problem because, you know, you destroy the incentive for people to do things. And guess what? They're not going to do it anymore. But to answer your question, which I know everyone is waiting for with bated breath, it is Charlie Giroux, G-E-R-O-W, GEROW.com, charliegiroux.com. And you can find the daily briefing there and the best 60 seconds of your week.
Yeah, that's the bonus. 60 seconds packing it in. Hey, Charlie, enjoy this convention. Thank you, and hopefully we'll catch up with you after this simmers down a little bit.
Thank you, Dom. It's always great to be with you, and I hope that all of your listeners have a great afternoon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.